change that for St. Patrick's Day.
No.
Nope.
No, but we are giving away green.
Very good. Very.
My side.
Yeah.
I'm looking for Alan Dorton of Van Nuys. Starting the clock.
It's a good Irish name.
Dorton, it is. Alan Dorton of Van Nuys, 888-696-1003. Call us back in the next 10 minutes, and we'll give you $100. We'll give you $100 every hour that you're on the payroll. In fact, 888-696-1003. Have I made that clear? Did I get that through your nose, Alan Dorton of Van Nuys? I want to apologize. I think I got a little worked up just then.
I'm going to pour myself a Bailey's. Over ice,
you're
Andy.
Really having, you're really having Bailey's.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is going to be a long 4 hours. Andy in the afternoon. Little Bailey's for Christian.
Happy St. Patty's.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Andy.
What?
Earlier, you were boring me with a story about how Ricky's actually a real person.
It really is.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
He made a hit on her at Bard College at a party.
Huh. Yeah.
It's a true story.
Fantastic.
Got this out because I need it for this song.
It's not going to be on. Well done, sir.
It's pretty close.
I like the way you slowed down and got it right on that groove.
I'm regular Keith Moon.
That's pretty good, my friend. I'll give that to you. Thumbs up.
Woo! You're just jealous of my shaker.
I mean, it's one of the easiest instruments to play, let's be honest.
Says someone who doesn't have a shaker. Andy in the afternoon.
You can't talk and shake.
You know what we need? We need somebody to play the time capsule with us for some tickets to go see Boston. What could be more St. Patrick's Day-like than sending somebody to see Boston? Huh?
True. Huh? I got the connection.
The Irish yep. Boston thing?
Yep.
888-696-1003. Be the third caller, let's say. And we'll have you match wits with Christian.
Yeah.
On the sound. It's Andy in the afternoon. Are you talking the greatest screams in rock and roll? This one he has at the very end? It's pretty great.
Let's listen for it. It's pretty good.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
It kind of ends up at the end, though. Hey, little Miss Doubtfire there at the very end of it. But that's really good stuff, I think. Hey, I want to make a phone call. We did not get a call back, so let me make a dial phone call to Nancy here. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, is this Nancy?
Yes, this is.
Nancy, this is Andy.
Hi.
Andy Chanley of 100.3 The Sound. How are you?
I'm fine. I was just going to walk out the door to pick up my daughter.
Well, when you do that, do it with a little extra spring in your step because you're $100 richer. We didn't get a call back from the 3 o'clock hour. $200 for you.
Awesome. Yeah. That's so cool. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. We'll go and pick up your daughter and have a great afternoon, and we'll see how it goes this next hour at the top of the hour.
Okay, you too.
All right, Nancy.
Have a happy St. Patrick's Day.
And to you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. She had no idea who I was.
None whatsoever. That was the best part of the phone call.
Yeah. Coming up, we'll see if Lulu has any idea. Don't you know who I am? I operate the program that is quickly becoming the heartbeat of the Southland. Mm. Lulu from El Monte is going to find out. She's going to try to win some Boston tickets in mere moments in the Classic Rock Time Capsule. Hang out. We're in it. Getting in the time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
And we do it like this. It is Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Thursday, March the 17th. I'm going to make a little change here. That's Thursday 17th. Christian, I've got a question coming up. Do you have a phone caller on the line for this? Lulu?
I do have Lulu on the phone.
Lulu from El Monte. How are you, Lulu?
Hi there.
Hi. Turn down your radio and get ready to go here in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to ask Christian a question, and you'll second guess him and see if we can send you to Boston, okay?
Alrighty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold tight. So, really, what instrument is more rock and roll than the banjo? This is the day in 1973. Eric Weisberg starts a 3-week run at number one on the Billboard album with Dueling Banjos, the album, title track from which is used in the movie Deliverance. Now, the song, actually written a couple of decades before, is Feuding Banjos by Arthur Smith. But Weisberg changes it to Dueling Banjos. Good stuff. Man, does it make that soundtrack squeal like a pig. That's good stuff.
Oh, speaking of good stuff.
This is so good. Man, St. Patrick's Day, it isn't lucky for everybody. Like, take Sir Paul McCartney. This is the day in 2000 he starts dating Heather Mills.
Oh, boy.
Somebody asked him a half dozen years ago if marrying her was the biggest mistake of the decade for him.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was, quote, a prime contender. That's pretty good. Southbound again. And today in 2003, my favorite guitarist right there, Mark Knopfler, formerly of Dire Straits, he breaks his collarbone and several ribs in a motorcycle accident. Apparently, he was on his way to rehearsal. A woman turns in front of him. She's convicted of careless driving, but Mark makes a full recovery. All right, so we're going to bring Lulu back in for this question. Christian, tell me who is singing this song.
Go on and say yes. Guess when you just don't know, and then say I love you, but aren't really sure.
Who sings that song?
That's so simple.
Who?
It's Roger Waters.
Lulu, is he correct or not?
It's correct.
Lulu, he's always wrong.
Yeah. Want to change your answer?
Is it John Voight?
Just say he's wrong.
He's wrong.
Yeah! Congratulations.
When are people going to learn that you're always wrong? yes, in fact, that is Edvard Ludwig van Halen. How Many Say I? It appears on the Van Halen 3 album.
Oh.
The band's one and only album with a former Extreme singer, Gary Cherone. And that's why you don't know it. Now, Gary's a pretty good singer.
Good point.
While Eddie isn't. That is just a turd, man. That is not attractive whatsoever. But it is at least 6 minutes long.
Oh, good. So brevity is the brother of wit or whatever it is.
We're going to play us out with Van Halen. Pretty much anything but that would be great, I think. Hold on the phone. We're going to get some information from you, Lulu, so you can go see Boston.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hold tight.
Over there. Leaning on the record machine.
Woo!
He's pretty good on the guitar, turns out.
Yeah,
that's
his
saving
moments.
Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Andy in the afternoon. Thanks to listener Mark Luera for calling that Ain't Chunky But Love, and I can't hear it any other way now. Hey, coming up, we got the song fight, and in the song fight today, another Bruce off. Because Bruce is in town tonight playing the sports arena, so we're each going to pick a Bruce song. You get to vote. We'll pick them here after three from the Cars. Triple Play Thursday on the Sound. Ooh-hoo. Three from the Cars. It's Triple Play Thursday on Andy in the Afternoon here on the Sound.
Now I get it.
Round one. Fight.
Can't wait around anymore, Christian.
Let's get
it's
to
time
this.
For song fights. It's where each of us pick a song by secret ballot. Neither one knows what the other one's picked. And Then the listeners vote by their gut. They text us and tell us what they think should win. And it's Bruce Springsteen song fight again. It's a Bruce off because he's in a concert this evening at the sports arena. So you won last night.
I did.
You get the opportunity to go first, my friend.
I picked this little known jam.
Oh. River. Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite songs ever recorded.
You'll be voting C then to 21003, Andy.
You're a bastard. You know this is one of my favorite songs.
Calm down in the valley where Mr. when you're young, they bring you up to do like your daddy.
I mean,
it's a miracle.
He sucks.
It's a miracle of a song. Oh, God, you can just feel the angst in it.
Yep.
All right, that's your song. I also chose a song from the River album. Yeah,
all right.
I did. It's this one.
Oh.
He wrote this for the Ramones. You know that?
Did he really?
Yeah. John Landau said, "You're an idiot if you give this away."
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, the Ramones would have ruined that. So if you think that this song wins, text A to 21003. If you think it's The River, what a work of art, text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. We'll have the results after 6. And we're going to check in this hour, hopefully, with Super Sammy, who's seeing his only second Bruce Springsteen show ever. He's down at the Sports Arena live on Andy in the afternoon. And we're going to see if you're on the payroll. We'll do that next on The Sound. This one on the guitar, I think. The payrolls.
I mean, learn it on the xylophone. I don't care what you learn it on as long as you don't have to play it anymore.
Brian Fiegel of Beaumont.
Fiegel!
F-E-G-E-L. Brian Fiegel of Beaumont. 888-696-1003. I'm starting the clock, Brian. You got 10 minutes to call me at 888-696-1003. Brian Fiegel of Beaumont. Get on the horn. Yeah, we're doing 3 from Jimmy, J-I-M-I. Starting off with a little haze. I want to be in a band, and I want to play the...
You're already doing it.
I could be in Jimi Hendrix, and I could be in the Zombies.
You could.
Yeah. So I called out a name here at the top.
Woo! Brian Fiegel, you're on the payroll!
Brian, you got $100, and let's hope it ends up being a couple hundred by the time we're done with you today.
Sweet. Yeah, you can just not call anybody else for a few days if you want.
Okay, we'll blow it off, yeah, for a couple of days.
We'd love to.
We listen in the whole time, so I got it covered.
Well, that's the secret. You got to listen the whole time. Then you'll never have to worry. I think it's almost time for a breakdown, Christian. Putting you on notice.
Got it.
Got a third one to play from Hendrix first, though. This is Triple Play Thursday on The Sound. Break it down again. Christian is with me here on Andy in the Afternoon.
Andy.
Break it down.
Hey, Andy, do you know who Dennis Davis and Amir Kasatan are?
No.
Well, hold your horses. Let me plug this thing in.
Oh, good plan.
Yeah, yeah. They're the two bad MFers that provide this.
They're the rhythm section for David Bowie.
Check this out, dude. Ready?
Good.
If we were walking down Wilshire Boulevard to work with this theme song playing,
that's so funky you can smell it.
I think that's Amir, actually.
I'd have a wide brim hat with a feather in it, I think.
Oh, dude, I'd have a fox fur coat, trench coat thing on.
I'd have a fox fur wristwatch.
You could pick me up in your fox fur line 69 Cadillac convertible, top down.
That's rich.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just yelling at the ladies. And we could get away with it because they'd be like, oh, it's the dudes with the fame drums and bass thing happening. You got to let them get away with it. What's up, ladies? We on in the afternoon.
Hey, good looking. Be back to pick you up later.
Woo! You got some shies with that break?
Must be jelly because jam don't shake like that. That's good.
Man, that is strong.
Should we drop it into its...
Bring it in.
Home environment.
Congrats, Dennis. And Amir, you guys killed it.
That's great.
It's you don't need that guitar.
Nicely done. It's up for a jack. It's 100.3 The Sound. Triple Play Thursday. Andy in the afternoon. Brian Fiegel is on the payroll and might be on the payroll for another hour. If you don't mind your P's and Q's, Christian, have you texted payroll to 21003?
Unfortunately, I can't, Andy, due to the fact that I'm an employee of the big corporation here.
Well, you could, but then you would be disqualified because of that.
Ah, not as much fun.
I know, but that's what everyone else needs to do if they want to be in the running for that $100 an hour. So get on that as soon as possible. And you know what is going to happen in just a couple of minutes here? You might have thought Christian broke down something this hour already.
A peak.
It's not going to happen again.
Can't do it again.
Lightning struck.
Ah,
it was great.
It was amazing.
It can't get that good again. Actually, it can.
Guess what?
It's going to happen again this hour. That's how crazy we're feeling today.
I might doobie-doo some doobies.
Wow.
I think.
All right. All three right. From the doobs then, coming up next.
I like the sound of it.
Okay, so the good news is Sammy, Super Sammy, our producer, is down at the sports arena for the Bruce show. The bad news is that it is a sideshow of miscreants and ne'er-do-wells.
Bit of a dumpster fire down there currently by all accounts.
So maybe we'll check in with him a little bit later. But we're taking it to the streets.
Let's,
Doobie Brothers.
Let's just doobie it the right way.
We're doobing it now on Andy in the Afternoon. Every time I hear that, it just sounds like I've won something.
Yep.
I love it.
You've won this time, buddy.
All right, what you going to give me?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the Doobie Brothers, they were pretty good in the vocal department.
Down around the corner, a half a mile from here, you see them old trains running, and you watch them disappear. Without love, where would you be now? Without love.
Terrible. Wow. Terrible
your
harmonies.
Your old son is Lucy.
It's tight.
Down along the tracks, she lost her home and her family, and she won't be coming back. Without love, where would you be right now? Without love.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the Illinois is central. And the Southern Central Freight got to keep on pushing my mug, cause you know they're running late. Without love, where would you be now? Nah, nah, nah. Without love.
Blue-eyed soul. So good.
Well, wow. The Illinois is central. And the Southern Central Freight got to keep on pushing my mug, you know they're running late. Without love.
Then right over here in Burbank.
Where would
right
you
there.
Be now? Without love.
Mm. I'm going to make that my ringtone.
Where pistons keep on churning, and the wheels go round and round.
I love it.
And the steel. How could you not? You know what I'm saying?
I said I do.
Oh.
I love it.
Ba-doom-doom-doo-de-ba-boom.
Third one from the Doobies. Nice breakdown.
Yeah, I'm good at this.
You can stick not around.
Much, I'm not much else I'm good at, but I'll get that done.
Can I fit three beefy Led Zeppelin songs in before we get to the top of the hour?
Also what she said.
I'm going to try it. Triple Play Thursday on Andy in the Afternoon on the Sound. Doody, 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 doody. It's Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. Three songs there from Led Zeppelin. We've got 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock just around the corner, and we'll also call out another name for the payroll today, see who ends up the day on the payroll. And the song fight is in effect right now. We've got Sammy down at the sports arena. We'll bring him into this conversation. Now, Christian chose this song, we drive out of this valley, The River, title cut from The River. The song that made me a Bruce Springsteen fan back in 1980. And I chose another song from The River. A little more popular song because, let's face it, I've got to get some wins. Sammy is down there at the sports arena. Bruce Springsteen fans are gathering. He's going to be asking some of them whether they prefer The River or Hungry Hearts. He's already been doing that down there. Sammy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Now, also, a couple other things for you to do, a couple more chores. Second, I'd like for you to ask people, true or false, Andy in the Afternoon is the heartbeat of Southern California.
Okay.
And also, you have the Facebook Live iPad. It's strapped to your chest right now?
It is.
Okay.
The glue has held.
Keep that on. You can follow him on Facebook Live. Andy in the Afternoon is the page. You can follow him as he goes around and looks at all of the ne'er-do-wells and miscreants that have gathered for the Bruce Springsteen show tonight. Are you psyched, Sammy?
I'm so ready. I'll be back here Saturday, too.
Nice.
That's
all
a fan.
All three. That's a trifecta.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bud. Well, I hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I will. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the night.
All right. You give us a full report tomorrow, okay?
For sure.
All right, then. Let's get into the payroll here in just a couple of minutes. See if I call out your name and make you happy on the sound. Okay, Christian, I'm going to start playing police songs, but I've got some other things to do. Help me count so I don't go over. I don't want to go over three.
All right, so this is three.
No, this is the first one.
Well, this is the first
one? This
is
right here. All right.
Hey, Andy?
Let me check in. How many was that?
Well, I'm half a bottle into this Bailey's, and I just put some in my coffee.
All right.
This is two.
This has to be three, then.
This is two. I just walked Dave's office. He's not paying attention anyway, dude.
Oh.
I think this is two.
Okay.
Number two out of a threesome.
Sweet.
Andy?
100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock.
Woo!
Three songs from the Police.
Three. Number two from the Police, Andy.
Andy in the afternoon. I did it again. We've lost track of how many songs. It's supposed to be three. It's Triple Play Thursday.
That's, you know what we should do?
What's that?
Oh, hold on. Yeah, he's not paying any attention.
No,
so.
No, the hotline's ringing. I'm probably Dave Beasing, our program director, calling to yell at us. Here we go.
Nobody there, nobody there, there's nobody there, nobody there, there, nobody there, there's nobody there, there, nobody there, there's nobody there, there, nobody there, nobody there. Neat, 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 neat.
Then we should just keep playing songs.
That's beautiful.
Nobody's paying.
Who wrote that?
I just wrote that right now.
Ah, it's lovely, Andy. Little harmonies we had going.
It's going to be a big, big hit.
Yeah.
Just to make sure we've got three. This is
number three
one from the Police. It's at least number three.
This is number three for sure.
100 minutes, commercial-free classic rock. Andy in the afternoon.
Bailey's makes my head hurt.
We can't have a breakdown during 100 minutes commercial-free classic rock. Break it down.
Andy, I've been drinking Bailey's because it's St. Patrick's Day, and I've had half a bottle of this stuff, and I'm a pot smoker, so I don't drink a lot, so I got the tolerance of a three-year-old. I'm a little inebriated at this point, and I have a horrible feeling that I'm going to have a really vicious hangover by about 7 o'clock tonight due to lack of sugar.
You're talking a lot. Play the breakdown.
All right, so anyway, one of the things that I love about the Police, my man, is that one can't really overstate the importance of a certain Mr. Andy Summers on guitar. Are you ready?
Yeah. It's nice.
It's one of the most perfect guitar parts ever.
You know, what's funny is in listening to the song, I always thought the string squeak was from the bass.
The bass. It's not. It's clearly. Because it's delayed.
Yeah.
Up in the distance. I mean, when you can build a verse around this and then just let Stewie and
so
Sting-a-ling a Ding-Dong do his part. It's beautiful. That's what I call him when I hang out with him.
Sting-a-ling a Ding-Dong. Yes.
Hashtag.
Should we drop in the universe around it?
Let's bring it in.
What number is this?
Three. It's number three, Andy.
Number seven. Number seven. Number seven. Okay, number seven. Number seven. Number seven. You rule.
Oh, man.
100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock going on right now. 100.3 of the sound. Hey, look who's popped in the studio here. You on your way home? It's Dave Beasing, our program director. Yeah,
you don't need to put me on the radio.
Dave,
what's happening?
What's happening?
The Dave guy.
Hey, thank you for, we had a tough meeting last week, and I see you're following the triple play rules. Is this three from police.
Yeah.
Just played the first one there.
Yep. Got two more.
He actually did a breakdown at the beginning of that one. Yep. So we have two more to go.
Two more to go.
Yeah. Yep.
Good job. You learned how to count this week. Good job, boys.
It's the least we can do after last week's talking to you.
Christian, have you been, I know you've had a hard day of meetings.
I'm kind of worried about Christian here. Have you been drinking?
No. I suffered a head injury yesterday, so I'm a little woozy, to be honest with you.
Just remember, if anyone is imbibing, tell them to text LYFT, L-Y-F-T, to 21003, because we have that deal with the Lyft folks.
Right.
It'll tell people how to download the app and get the sound special on
nice.
But call somebody.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't use our special, just get somebody to drive.
Yeah.
Call a cab, call a friend, do something. And whether it's a head injury or it's drinking, whatever it is, Christian, do not drive home tonight.
You did, prior to me coming on the air, you did say you were going to get me a town car to get me home. So it was really nice of you.
I did.
So it's going to be great.
Well, maybe I've been drinking if I said that.
All right.
Yeah.
But you're right. $15,000 for a DUI versus $15 for a cab ride home. That math's pretty easy.
Yep. That's pretty easy. So only two more police songs, correct?
Speaking of math, yep. two more police songs.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, have a great night.
He really cares.
Well, he's getting out on the road, too. He wants people to be safe around him.
Good point.
It's mercenary.
All right.
100.3 The Sound with, this is the second from the police.
Selfish bastard.
What to do?
Well, if you had one, you'd want to whack it.
Whacking the do.
Yeah, you got to whack in the do.
Whacking the do. Whacking the do.
I want to say what's up to Jen on the 91 right now, Andy.
Okay.
She's stuck out there and she's just hanging out and listening to us. So
that's nice.
That sounds torturous.
Well, we are the heartbeat of the Southland, Christian.
Oh.
We've got a winner, and I needed it.
Song fight.
Every day at 10 till 4, we each pick a song, blind ballot, and you get to vote and tell us which one wins. Yeah! This one won. Thank you.
How close was it?
10%.
Yeah. All right. I like that.
Thanks. Oh, that's a satisfying win on the song fight today. Although The River, fantastic song,
went down swinging.
One of my favorites ever.
I'm going to confess, I think you might have fixed it.
Nope.
I don't get to see the computer screen.
Come around and look.
Yeah.
Mm. I have it right over here for you.
Yeah,
now we're back to the trips. Triple plays.
No.
Three from the... Starting with Eminence Front. You know what to put on. Spoiler alert.
Andy in the afternoon. You're an idiot.
Hey, I'd like to mention that Brian Fiegel has $200 so far on the sound payroll. We're going to find out in the morning if Brian Fiegel gets $300, 8 a.m. with Mark in the morning. Tune in. Maybe we'll call your name. Oh, if you haven't signed up, text payroll to 21003. That'd help you loads.
Jiminy Crickets, Andy, watch out for the microphone.
Hoodly, hoodly, hoodly. It's St. Petty's Day.
It is.
Saint Petty.
Yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah. Happy birthday to you. No?
I don't think that's right.
Okay.
I want to show you the most passion you can possibly get in a two-minute song.
All right.
It'll start off three from CCR, Fortunate Son. Andy in the afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. 2 minutes.
Technically 157.
Rolling on the river. CCR, 100.3 The Sound.
Only 19 years. I've never seen you do that.
My inner Ike came out right
there. It's good.
I'm a gentler, kindler Ike, I'd like to think. Hey, you know, it's not a silly thing that Dave brought up a little while ago. If you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, then it's a great idea to lift somewhere, pay someone to drive you wherever you're going, or take public transit. Just don't get out. It's amateur night. Don't get out on the road tonight. And certainly, if you've had anything to drink, don't get behind the wheel. It's not worth it. It's not worth it what might happen to somebody else. It's not worth it getting a $15,000 bill for a DUI. It's not worth losing your job. It's not worth all that stuff. So be easy on yourself and everybody around you on St. Patrick's Day. And I'm going to be easy on you in a moment.
That's the Bailey's talking. I apologize, buddy.
He's lifting home.
Yeah.
He's taking a lift home.
A lift home for sure.
We're going to sing the goodbye song.
Oh.
And you're going to blow bubbles out of a green bubble container.
I got
the
green bubble container because it's St. Patrick's Day.
That's cute. I'm going to put it on Facebook Live so everybody can play all around the world. That's coming up next. Oh, and Cynthia Fox is going to join us on Triangle again. She's taking over after that, and she's going to play triple plays all night long.
A banner performance this evening promised.
It's Andy in the Afternoon, 100.3 The Sound. We're also on Facebook Live right now. Christian Hanna is behind me blowing bubbles.
And he's river dancing.
Yes, he's clogging. And Cynthia Fox is here. She's going to be playing the triangle.
I am really good now.
Nice. All right, who's ready? I'm ready. Yes. Good night, everybody.
Hello, leprechauns.
Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know you'll always remain a big fart. Good night.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Sleep tight.
Pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish,
here's a wish.
And a prayer,
that
every dream comes true. And now, until we meet again, adios,
adios.
Au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and Sláinte. Good night, Silas. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv. All right, Cynthia Fox takes you into the land of Pink Floyd.
Thank you.
Or it's Green Floyd tonight. Aye. And triple plays all night long.
Woo.
Thanks, Cynthia. Taking one for the team, staying in.
That's what I do, man.
Christian.
Yeah.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you too, my friend.
May the road rise to meet you. Andy in the Afternoon. 100.3 The Sound.